A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 13th, 2021. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we'll be speaking about issues affecting women. And today we are discussing the extended tenure of the Chief Justice Luke Malaba by 5 years following contentious changes to the Constitution that are being challenged in court by lawyers as we speak.
Yes, and we'll also discuss COVID-19 related issues, with the Minister of Health saying as of 12 May 2021, that is yesterday, Zimbabwe had 38,466 confirmed cases, including 36,277 recoveries and 1,579 deaths. To date, a total of 549,797 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock p.m.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook pages. And you can join in the conversation right now as we are streaming by liking us. Please go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and like us if you want to join in the conversation.
Well, Chief Justice Malaba had been due to retire on Saturday when he turned 70, but the Constitutional Amendment Bill, which sailed through Parliament and Senate recently, and has become law, allows President Mnangagwa to extend the retirement age of senior judges to 75 years if they proved they were in good health.
And in a statement, the chief secretary to the cabinet of Mr. Mnangagwa had accepted a medical report from Malaba, which showed that the top judge had the mental and physical fitness to continue in that office.
However, some lawyers, opposition parties, and human rights organizations are saying the amendment that allowed the Chief Justice to continue in office and empowered Mnangagwa to appoint judges of the Constitutional and Supreme Courts rather than go through public interviews was a violation of the country's charter.
And they also argue that under the Constitution, changes to term life requires a referendum and that incumbents do not benefit from such changes. But the government says it only changed the retirement age and did not breach the top law.
The High Court will on Friday hear preliminary arguments in the case before confirming a date for a full hearing. In court papers, the lawyers have cited their Justice Minister Malaba and all the 16 judges of the Constitutional and Supreme Courts as respondents in the case. The judges oppose the court challenge.
And the Chief Justice has faced the criticism from some quarters for dismissing an opposition petition which sought to annul the 2018 presidential election results over alleged rigging in favor of the incumbent president, President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And the support of the Constitutional Amendment number 2 from some MDCT senators is attributable to a clause that seeks to extend the women's quota by 2 more terms, a provision that was reportedly popular among female legislators, as we saw the tug of war, Marvelous, as to some who were saying that they expected the opposition parties to oppose the bill, but it sailed through. Kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje sicubungula-ke indatshana lapha ezimbili olumqoka luyilona lolu olokuthi umahluli omkhulu welizwe uChief Justice Luke Malaba usengezelelwe njalo iminyaka yokuthi aqhubeke esebenza lanxa besekufanele ke athathe umhlala phansi ngoba eseyenelise iminyaka ezakwenelisa iminyaka emingaki ngomgqibelo engamachumi ayisikhombisa i-70 kodwa phela kulo mthetho lowana osanda ukuvunyelwana edalele Senate lele Parliamente ukuthi umongameli engaba namandla okuthengezelele isikhathi afuna abehluli besebenze ngaso kumbe njalo azikhethele bengayanga vivinywa ke ukuthi onguye ofaneleyo ngubani. Ngakho ke umthetho lo ke uqalise ke useseyibhill khathesi songumthetho ukuthi sungaqalisa ukusebenza. Yikho ke sibona ukuthi sekusetshenziswa wona lapha ngomongameli ukuthi kube ngumthetho ngempela. Siyabona njalo ukuthi akulula kangako ecaleni likamongameli Mnangagwa ngoba amagqwetha lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo namabandla aphikisayo balenqaba lolu daba sebeluphikisa imithethwandaba ukuthi hhayi kukhona njalo umthetho okulwephulayo lolu daba okufanele ukuthi ngabe akuvunyelwe ukuthi kube njalo kuyikwephula ezinye iziqa zomthetho welizwe ukuthi umongameli abe lamandla amakhulu kangako ukuthi azikhethele ukuthi kathesi ngubani ozakuba ngamahloli uzasebenza okwesikhathi esinganani. Sikhumbule njalo ukuthi umahloli uMnumzana Malaba wake wasolwa kakhulu ngabanye besithi kungani wehlulela ngendlela ababengayifuni ke laphana kuphuma impumela yokhetho olwaluphakathi kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa loMnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Bona ababesithi baqelibezelwa kodwa nguye ke wayesehlulela lapho wathi hhayi kwakungela kuqelibezela ngempela umongameli Mnangagwa nguye okhokhela ilizwe. Yebo ke siyananzelela njalo ukuthi kwaba lokudonselana ke abanye besola ibandla le-MDCT ngokuthi livote le bandla le-ZANU-PF kulolu khetho kodwa bona bathi hhayi kuleziqa ezisebenzela kuhle abesifazane kulo mthetho ngoba bazangena ke kube yi-50-50 edale lephalamente lokunye nje labatsha bazangena lokunye njalo abakubona kukhwabitheka ngalo mthetho. Yikho ke siyabe sikucubungula namhlanje sila ngcwethi yasizwisisa ngalolu daba. Sizaphinda futhi sikhangele okuphathelane lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Silikhumbuza ke ukuthi ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi lamhlanje sikhuluma abantu asebahlaselwa yileli gciwane selokhu laqhamukayo sebefika 38,466. Sikhuluma ke lapho ke ngenkulungwane ezifika phose amachumi amane njalo. Kodwa abanye ke basila abaningi kakhulu 36,277 njalo siyabona ukuthi kwabulala ingxenye inkulungwane lengxenye yalo leli gcikwane kusukela ke ngomnyaka odluleyo lapho liqhamuka. Bakhona njalo lokhu behlaba ke ijekiseni yokwenqabela ukuthatha leli gcikwane e-vaccine. Baningi labo sebesedlula i-549,797. Yebo ke lapho ke sikhuluma ngenkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amahlanu. Njalo ke siyathemba ukuthi ke sizazithola ingcwethi ukube esezacubungala ngazo lolu daba sixoxa ke sisizwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. Marvelous.
Aiwa, kuneo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai cheWomen's Roundtable. Nasi ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri mustudio kuVoice of America muno muWashington. Tichange tiri kuzeya nyaya dzakati wandei. Nasi tine gango. Tichange tiri kutarisa denda iro rire COVID-19 kuti rakamira sei uyezve kuti chirongwa chenhomba chakamira sei pari zvino. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubvira nezuro panga pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 38,466 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa kubvira gore rapfuura muna March nedenda iri recovid-19 uyezve vanhu vanosvika ivo 36,277 vakabatwa nedenda iri asi vakarikunda. Kozouyawo vamwe vakatisiya vakarasika vakabatwa nedenda iri vamire pari zvino pa1,579. Totarisa isu vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 Parizvino vakamira ivo varipa 549,797. Zvinoreva izvo kuti vadaudzira half a million. Asi hurumende inoti iyo inoda kuti ipave pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million vanofanira kunge vabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 kuitira kuti nyika iwane herd immunity. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare kana kuti tombokuyeuchidzai zvanga zviri kuitika mumazuva apfuura nyaya yekuwanikwa isu tichiona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachiwedzera makore achange ari pabasa Chief Justice Luke Malaba. Avo vanga vakatarisirwa kuti vaende pamudya ndigere sezvo vasvitsa iwo makore 70. Asi vari kutaura ivo vehurumende kuti vaMalaba vakauya netsamba yakabva iyo kuna chiremba vachitaura kuti pari zvino vachiri vakagwinya. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti takaona bumbiro remutemo richiwanikwa iro richisandurwa munguva yapfuura. Apo takaona vamwe vebato reMDCT vachibatana nezano PF kuti izvi zvaida kusandurwa izvi zvibudirire muConstitutional Bill number 2 pakaitwa yatingati yevhoti muparamende. Tikazoona zvichienda kuSenate zvikabudirira zvakare. Tikazoona mutungamiri wenyika vachiwanikwa ivo vachisaina kuti izvi zviwanikwe zvichiitwa. Saka pari zvino tinoona kuti pane makwikwi ekuti pane vamwewo vari kushoropodza zvakaitika izvi vachiti aiwa vachakwidza nyaya iyi kumatare nekuti hazvisi pamutemo. Asi hurumende iri kuramba yakatsika madziro kuti iyo hapana mitemo yayakatyora. Asi tombodzokera panyaya yatiinayo mugango pari zvino. Tinotarisa isu kuti nyaya yeCOVID-19 taiona ichibata madzimai nyanya nemhuri. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa pane zvimwewo zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino. Umo tinonzwa kuti vana vechidiki vazhinji vari kuwanikwa vachirodzwa vasati vabva zera. Asi pane mumwe musikana wechidiki akawanikwa iye achitanga chirongwa chake chekuti awanikwe achiungana nevamwe vasikana vechidiki kuti vaite aya yatingati maexercise ekuti vawanikwe ivo vachitora nguva yavo vachigara pasi vachizeya kuitira kuti vasazowanikwe vachirodzwa vari vadiki kana kuwanikwa vachizoita pamiri vachiri vadiki. Regai timboona vhidhiyo yakawanikwa iyo ichigadzirwa nemutori wedu wenhau Columbus Mavhunga achitaura iyo pamusoro penyaya iyoyi.
Zimbabwe's government says nearly 5,000 teenage girls became pregnant in January and February and about 1,800 entered early marriages during the same period. Most live in poor suburbs, according to a government report. It's disappointing news for 17-year-old Natsirai Maritsa, who founded the Vulnerable Underaged People's Auditorium Initiative. Since 2018, she has been teaching her peers about the dangers of early pregnancies.
It made me realize that there's still a lot that needs to be done. This is not a one-man's thing. Stakeholders out there should join the campaign and hold marathons, fun runs, campaigning for a nation that is free from early pregnancies and early marriages.
The United Nations Population Fund has been providing assistance to ensure Zimbabwe's children have online and radio lessons during the COVID-19 lockdowns. The UN body says Zimbabwe is among countries in sub-Saharan Africa with a huge teenage pregnancy problem, with a fertility rate of 108 per 1,000 girls among adolescents.
This is against an average fertility rate of 101 births per 1,000 young women aged 15 to 19 in sub-Saharan Africa. Of course, this data is from before COVID-19 pandemic and lockdown measures were put in place. Emerging data indicates that there has been significant increase in teenage pregnancy.
Sibusiswe Buddha Masara, deputy chairperson of the Women's Parliamentary Caucus, says her group was heard by the report which was released by Zimbabwe's Women's Affairs Minister, Stembiso Nyoni. Buddha Masara says stigma prevents young pregnant girls from going to school. She says legalized abortions should be an option in such cases, saying sexual reproductive education and contraceptives have failed to work.
We are trying to hide behind the finger. Our children are engaging in sex activities as early as 10 years, 5 years. And why are we still not doing what other countries have done? South Africa, it's done legally. Some of the people, those who can afford, they cross to South Africa and have their pregnancies terminated lawfully.
But Maritza disagrees, arguing Zimbabwe's poverty rates and lack of education are fueling the sharp rise in the rates of teenage pregnancy and early marriage. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa zviri kusangana nevamwe vana vechidiki munyika uyezve tiri kuedza kuti tibatsire tibate musikana wechidiki uyo ane chirongwa chake anga atanokwanisa kunge ari pa Studio 7 saka tiri kuedza kumubata asi pari zvino tine muzvare Savannah Madamombe vari kuZimbabwe pari zvino asi vanogara imo muNew York uyezve vatakamboona vachiuya ipo pano pachirongwa chemadzimai vachitaura pamusoro pekubayiwa nhomba yavo yeCOVID-19 muNew York. Regai timboenda kwavari tinzwe kuti zvii zvavari kuona muZimbabwe pari zvino semudzimai panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Hallo, muzvare Madamombe.
Makadiko, makadi vateereri.
Aiwa, isu tiri wadi. Mungatitsananguriro kuti kuZimbabwe uku kwakamira sei tichitarisa denda irori reCOVID-19 uyezve zvariri kuitawo kune madzimai nemhuri pari zvino?
Andinoona zvidenda reCOVID riri kuvharwa kuri kuitwa nyika dzakawanda nenyika yeZimbabwe ichivharwa panovharwa dzimwe nyika kuri kukonzera zvinhu zvakawanda, nhamo yekushaya chekubata, mabasa hakuna, kwagara kwanga kusina hapo mabasa, asi denda iri riri kuita kuti zvinhu zviome kunyanya kune vechidiki vanova vakungoswera vakamira vakagara muma vachipinda mumadrugs. Kuno kuZimbabwe kune nyaya iri kunetsa yekushandisa drug ratinoziva isusu kuAmerica richiparadza mhuri nevanhu recrystal meth. Kuno vanoriti mutoriro kana kuti guka kana kuti dombo.
Zvamira zvakadaro, mungau muri kuona here kuti sei vechidiki ava vari kuwanikwa vachitora yatingati iye zvinodhaka izvi? Nokuti tinoona muno muAmerica mhuri dzinotopunzika, vanhu vanopedzisira zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Imi munoona sei ikoko?
Iye ndo mamirira zvakaita kuno. Nhamo yacho vanhu vandiri kuana navo vana mai vari kutotiza vana vavo, vana baba vari kupedzisira vasikataure nevana vavo kuvadzinga pamusha chaipo, vakutya nekuti kusekuziva kwaunoita kana munhu achitora madrugs aya ecrystal meth anokonzera zvinhu zvakatinyanyei zvatinoti muchirungu paranoya. Vanopinda mune yatinoti psychosis iye vanopinda vanoita very violent, kuve nehasha nekuita zvinhu zvii nekuti vanonzwa zviindi zvakanyanyisa. Saka zvinhu ukatarisa ukaona mhosva dziri kuparwa muno dzatiri kushama, handiti mazuva ano tichingokadzika kuti vanhu vangaite zvinhu zvakadai. Hazvichashupisa nenyaya yekuti iyo crystal meth inokonzeresa kuti munhu ave nezviindi and anenge achinzwa simba, achinzwa achiona kunge aane simba rimwe rinotyisa nezvimwe zvinhu zvaanenge achingoita zvinotyisa. And uyezve vamwe vacho vanototaura kuti inenge taswera tarara tichiputa dombo iri usiku, saka ndinenge ndine simba rekuti handisi kugona kukotsira nekuti haugone kurara, saka ndinenge ndakushaya zvekuita, tinozongopedzera takuita zvinhu zvinotyisa mukati imomo.
Aiwa, chimbobata henyu makadaro, tiende kune mumwe munyarikani wedu ari pano. Tichadzoka zvakare kwamuri kuti mutipe muchirungu zvamuri kusangana nazvo nekuona ikoko kuZimbabwe pane zviri kutarisana nyanya navana amai nevana mudzimba panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Star, over to you.
Yebo ke, siyabonga Marvelous. Lapho ke besisizwa omunye ke umhlonitsha wethu echasisa ngokuphathelane labantwana abangamantombazana ke abenda bebancinyane. Sizwa ukuthi ecingweni sesilomhlonitsha wethu njalo esibili ukhansila Sinikiwe Mudanda, yena ke umgcini sihlalo wekomiti ebona ngezempila kahle ekhansili yakoBulawayo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga benjani banameni.
Siyathaba ukuba nawe. Sicela ke usichasisele njengoba sithe kunye sixoxa ngakho lapha ludaba lweCOVID-19 ukuthi abantu bemukela njani umjovo lowo owe vaccine baphuma yini ngobuningi babo njenge committee kuyini esele kubonile kuyini esele kucobungula ngalolu daba.
Okay, ngiyabonga ithuba engiliphiwayo. Engingakutsho ngamafitshane ukuthi indaba yokuhlatshwa lokhu kwe-COVID-19 njengobunawayo, I think ngingathi kuqaleni bekusayenziwa i-first dose. Abantu baphumile, ngathi ngamafitshane sabale about 54,213, but okungaso number esiyikhangeleleyo ngoba nxa sikhangela le population yethu yakobulawayo ayisikho osikukhangeleleyo, kodwa sikhangele ukuthi lapha bokusadilwa ngama-frontline workers, abantu abakwanisa ukuthi bengathi kuspreada maybe umkhuhlane long. So isabale about 54,213. Okwaka test sesiku-second dose yethu ngizibala maybe ngamafitshane iripoti esike nayo ezofu last ngingathi amaviki amabili adlulileyo ngokule 12,409, okungangokuthi izinga langikhona ingane liyehlile kancane. Masikhangelela siqathanisa kwabe mama labo baba, omama kube yi-52%, then obaba kube yi-48%. Engingakutsho futhi ngamafitshane yikuthi abanye abantu sibe ne-challenge yokuthi phakathi kwabantu ngingathi idosi nesasiyitholile yena le idosi ngathi esasiyitholile eyabantu ngathi inani le-50,000, we only had ama-cards okunika abantu about 4,000. That entanda ukuthi ngikubeke kumphakathi ukuthi ama-card lawo akade engekhoyo i-government sithe awaletha. So kungangokuthi abade behlabile bengelawo ama-card lawo sebenganelisi ukuthi baye kuma-clinics abahlabekiwo baba-entele that information yangikhona ku-card langikhona lanxa sebesiyahlaba maybe second dose. So engingakutsho ukuthi izinga lokuthi abantu beqhubeke besiyahlaba ingani liyehlile kancane, but engithemba ukuthi ngomkhankaso ngemikhankaso ekhona abantu bazabuya futhi basukumele phezulu bayehlaba.
Yebo-ke, sizangena kulokho, but if you can just briefly say that again in English for the benefit of others as to how the people in the city in Bulawayo responding to this vaccination program.
Okay, thank you so much. As I was saying, maybe in Ndebele, I was actually saying we received, in fact, our first dose, we had total number of 54,213. Then the second dose, for maybe 2 weeks back, we had about 12,409. And our percentage was sitting at female 52%, then male 48%. What we have realized is that the total number of the first dose and the second dose, it has some slightly changes. People are not forthcoming. Hopefully something is going to be done, maybe through our awareness or so, that maybe people can come out to do their second doses. But then we had a challenge of saying when we received number 50 doses, we only had 4,000 cards to distribute to the community, to the residents of Bulawayo. But as of maybe like last week on Friday, we had received maybe about 38,000 cards from the Ministry of Health, of which we were expecting each and every person who has done their first dose to get or to receive their cards.
Yeah, okay, siyabonga. That's a very interesting observation. Over to you, Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa zviri kuitika kwaBulawayo. Regai tidzokere zvakare to Savannah Madamombe. Savannah, if you can just tell us, what is the situation there in Zimbabwe? You just recently came from New York. What are you seeing in terms of COVID-19, especially when it comes to affecting women and the families? Hello, Savannah. Aiwa, regeti mboyeza kutitinzi kutaripa. Hi, sorry, I think you're on delay. Oh. But I was just asking a question that what are you seeing in English when you compare the situation in New York and what you are seeing in Zimbabwe at the moment when it comes to COVID-19, especially amongst the families and, you know, and women in general?
Yeah. So my observations are simple that Zimbabwe is not being spared. Economically, we are already strained, but with the pandemic, the shutting down of all economies is putting a lot of strain on people. It's putting a strain of young, especially. Now there's this imaging of a second pandemic that is layered, which is the crystal meth in our community. And it's putting enormous strain and pressure on families and in our communities. You know, unlike all the other drugs that we have previously had and had to deal with, meth is very, very, very different. And its physical effects on the users are what is really, really a problem, because it causes things like psychosis, aggressive behavior, violent behavior. And I've had stories of parents who are too scared to even allow their sons or daughters into their homes now for fear of being abused. And there are some that have actually been abused and beaten by their own children because of the violent behavior. And even mothers that are frightened to let even their children anywhere near them because of this drug, this crystal meth. And this is also being doubled up because of the pandemic. People have, you know, lost resources. They just really this. There's no money. There's no jobs. There's nothing. I know Zimbabwe has been like that before, but it's just, crystal meth is destroying lives and the fabric of our community. Something has to be done.
Tombodzokera murimirwa mai kuti panyaya yekubaiwa kwenhomba yeCOVID-19 uri kuona vari munyika vachiitambira sei nyanya madzimai nokuti tinoona kunoku ino vari kutaura ivo kuti pane kwakawanda kwaunogona kuenda kunobaiwa imo muno muDC vamwe vari kutoti kana vachibaiwa vobva vapuhwa tokunwa kana tokudya kuitira kuti vawane vanhu vakawanda vachienda kunobaiwa nhomba iyi kwakamira sei ikoko.
Mazuva ekutanga ndakaona vanhu vakamboenda vakanobayiwa chaizvo, asi zvino ndinopfuura handizive kuti inzvimbo dzawanda here dziri kubayiwa, nekuti vaibaya paWilkins paigara pakazara. Ezvino unongosvika po panenge pasina vanhu. Vanhu vandiri kutaura navo kunyanya kumamisha vari kutya, vanhu havana ruzivo rwakawanda. Vari kutya zvavakanzwa izvozvo kuti ukabayiwa nhomba unotadza kuzvara. Kune vamwe vanhu vanotozviva kuti unotoshama. Ndanga ndiri kutaura nevamwe vanhu vanoti vanofunga kuti vane ruzivo izvozvo vechikadzi. Ini ndichiri mudiki, kunyanya wechidiki wechikadzi, tiri kutya nekuti zviri kunzii ukabayiwa nhomba iyi unotadza kuita vana, iti hatisati ane vana saka tiri kutya. So handizive kuti hurumende ingaita sei kuti irambe idzidzise vanhu, itaurire vanhu nyaya dzichaidzo, kwete dzinotenderera pamasocial media idzi. Ndinoona ndozvimwe zvinoita kuti vanhu vatye.
Tisati taenda kuna Star ndombodzoka ndichibvunza zvakaire kuti pane here kuri kuendeswa vana ava vanenge vawanikwa vaine dambudziko ramataura. Vabereki vari kuzvifambisa sei uyezve imi muri kushanda sei navo ikoko?
Kwekuenda ndokushova. Kune nzvimbo dzinoendeswa nehurumende dziriko, but dzinotokonsepitora vanhu vashoma shoma. And most of the places idzodzo dzehurumende dzinototora vai vanenge vapinda mupsychosis, vanenge vakutonorapwa kuno vanhu vanenge varasa pfungwa. Ukatarisa dzemaprivate dziri kuti dziende dzinoda mari yakawandisa zvekuti vanhu vazhinji havadzikwanise. So isusu taka tiri kuvhura nekugadzira kushanda nevana vai vasingawani kuti vawanewo kwavanokwanisa kunobatsirwa. Vazhinji vacho vari kutoda rubatsiro asi havaafodhi nzvimbo dzacho dziri kutaura, and havakwanise kuti vaendeswe nedzehurumende dzekupsychiatry because vane pfungwa dzavo dzinenge dzisina kurasika, dzisati dzarasika, asi varoda kuti varegere zvinhu. Saka pari kuda kamwe kanzvimbo kari kanokwanisa kuti kabatsire vanhu vari kuzvikwanisa kuzviti hinzvo vanoda kuenda. Uyezve zvinotofanira kushanda pamwe chete nehurumende
kuti i semedi mutemo muparliament wekuti vanhu vamanikidzwe kuti vaende kuno kutestwa kuti anenge aonekwa achiita zvenhindizvo vakwanise kuenda kunobatsirwa. Handizivi kuti tingaite tichiita sei ipapo, asi nekuti vanhu vacho makamera zhinji havakwanisi kuenda vega kungoti ndaba kuenda. Asi manje zviri kuita kuti macrimes awande, zviri kuita kuti violent crimes dziwande, nekuti zvavanotora izvozvo zvinoita kuti vadaro, vapedzisire vadaro. So zvakawanda zvavanokwanisa kuita, isisi tiri kutotsvaga kana paine vanhu vane dzimba dzavo dzavari kuti inini ndimemba yangu yandisimushanisa yepuzi tibateiwo titore tigadzirise tiwane kuti vana vaende mumarehab. Ndoupa zvichatosvika, nekuti vakaramba vachitorwa vachinoitwa detox vachidzoserwa zvemucommunity vari kungodzokera zvekunomwa, so the cycle inoramba ichingotenderera. Zvinove zviri kuita kuti maresources ave mashoma.
Aiwa, thank you so much. We're hearing there from Savannah Madamombe, a Zimbabwean based here in New York, but right now she's in Zimbabwe, working with some, you know, youth who have apparently, you know, or at the moment are actually abusing drugs. And she's saying that that's one of the biggest problems that she's seen when going back home now. And she's saying the drug of choice is a crystal meth or called Mutoriro back home in Zimbabwe. Star.
Yeah, okay, marvelous. We have a listener here who's saying, how do we join the conversation, guys? I really need to say something about this. Tandazani moyo sithe sizawuchayela ucingo sufakile inombolo yakho. Sibonge njalo inkosi uKesari uthini njani bomama sazimbe yiyo kanye inkosi yena liyana eBhayibhilini. Njalo silo kwai justice Mlamuli.
I just say it like that.
Usebenzela izano kasebenzeli uZulu weZimbabwe. Omunye uthi ungatsho uliphinde lelo mfa kotshabalala, it's very very sad. Ngabona batsho ke wayade sikutsho ngoJustice Luke Malaba, who are still waiting for some of our expect ukuthi sixoxe ngalolu daba.
URichard
silandela.
You yeah. have a caller. If you could jump to your caller and then we'll come back to the social media.
Yeah, okay. We're long. Let's see one in Jalo lo Prince. Try no so to spugele ese Botswana. Lo Vivian no Malanga Pepe. Lo Shelton Mabuza. Sizan Jalo tisilo mlaleli ecingweni siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Unfortunately, the caller dropped, but we'd like to thank those that are live streaming with us right now. I see there is a Jesse Charuma, who's saying, I'm watching you from South Africa, kuJoburg. And Murisei kotetema, viaiwa, nasi tiriwadi, nasi ndambozo kera mstudio, ndio matriku tefenyura tiri. Pana inosende, chikuwa nyanga, arukutindiba teiwo, mutaure, ne mudzimai wangu. So yes, anzi na inosende, anzi munofara ere, Tim Rose, murukunoti gonera, shamurukuita, saka mkoma inosende, Chikwanyanga varikutipo vabva watipa namba dzavo, saka tichaedza kuti tikubatei panhare. Mutipo pfungwa dzenyu mati inini mudzimai wenyu anogona kuuya pano paprogram achitaura. Star.
Yebo ke marvelous. Avalaleli avazama kuchintana lati obane lizama njalo silamukele. Sesibuyela kuwe njalo Councillor Mtanda. You say that from the number of vaccines, 52.6 women vaccinated in Bulawayo and 42% men. Ubone ngani kuyini okubangela ukuthi abesifazana besukumele phambi, besukumele phezulu kula abesilisa?
Ngiyabonga. I think vele thina abantu abangomama asadelela ukuthi sisukumela phezulu, ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi sile ndima eziningi okumele sizidlale. Kumele sikhangele izimuli zethu emakhaya. So nxa ngingahlabanga ngizazibuza imbuzo ukuthi what if into le ingangi-affecta, so abantu abami bazagcina ngubani ma ngingaba le problem. And also most of the women ngabantu vele abazisebenzayo, so nxa sikhangele kusakhulunywa ngama-frontline workers, vele abantu abaningi abomama yibo abasebenzayo bevukela kumbe besiye emsebenzini kumbe abazisebenzayo besemakhaya. Ngoba even if ngihlezi endlini ngithengisa, I'm a frontline worker, ngidila nabantu abaningi abayehlukeneyo. njalo nabe lemuli abantwana sezizikolo sezavula badibana labantu abayihlukene. So at the end of the day umuntu ongumama uvele wadalelwa ukuthi abe ngumuntu olozwelo and abe ngumuntu osukumela phezulu ngoba uyenza imisebenzi ethiyene udibana nabantu abayihlukene ngesikhathi esithiyene.
Yeah, ngaphambilini kwalengxoxo ke wathi kunokunye njalo okukhathazayo edolobheni lakobulala okufana lokuchithwa kwezibi. Ungathi kahle kahle kuyini okuhluphayo la?
Okay, ebengikhuluma ngakho ukuthi idolobho lethu lakobulawayo aseyilo dolobho lakobulawayo ebesilazi njengakudala. Idolobho lakobulawayo sokule challenge ukuthi sokubuya abantu bevelela kwamanye amadolobho bezothengisa. Okungangokuthi abantu labo uzananzelela ukuthi bafika ebusuku kumbe singathi bafike ntambama khona lapho ngabo 4 beqalisa ukuthengisa kuze kuye chaya izikhathi zantambama ezabo 9 abanye babuya lezigqoko amabhelona lawo bevele endaweni ezehlukeneyo abanye babuya ngathi lamafruits amamengo amajanje amakhabithi amavegetables from indawo ezehlukeneyo and abantu laba babe bengasalandeli ukuyathengisela ezindaweni abazinikwe yi-city council. Lapha abahlale khona bayathengisa and bechiye ngingathi ubulawayo encudlile engaso ubulawayo thina esikhule simazi. So i-challenge esesilayo ukuthi ubulawayo usengcolile and kuba nzima ebantwini abasebenza ukuklina bethanyela ubulawayo ngoba bazathi bengena ngo-8 ukuthi beqalisa ukuthanyela abanye futhi sebebuyile sebezoyendlala sokuthengiswa abalamalungelo ukuthi bethengisele abangena futhi amalungelo okuthi bathengisele endaweni ezikhethiweyo bayaphomba ukuhlala yonke indawo. So isikhathi sokuthi kuthanyelwe sesisiba sinzima kakhulu sesisiba zincane ngoba sokulokuhamba-hamba okuningi okuyabe kusenza ukuthi abantu bengasakwanisi ukuthi basebenze kuhle. So ebesifisa ukuthi sikwenze njengobulawayo umqondo kade silawo sihlale phansi njenge-committee eye-health committee ukuthi kube kungavuma yini ukuthi kusetshenzwe sokuntambama like ebusuku. Nganginanzelela ukuthi kwamanye amazwe like in South Africa kuyabuthwa izibi ebusuku kuyaklinwa ebusuku. So sizama ukuthi lathi sikwenze ukuthi abantu bengasebenza ebusuku but sibe sesikhangela ukuthi thina njenge-council yakobulawayo we have i-gender policy engangokuthi ekuqhatheni abantu asikhethi ukuthi lo ngowesilisa lo ngowumuntu ongumama sithatha konke. Sibe sesizibuze kade sisazama ukuthi sikucubungule ukuthi umuntu ongumama ma esesiyasebenza ebusuku usesiba exposed entweni eziningi like okay. Maybe ama-rape cases lama-gender-based violence lawa esikhuluma ngawo ezindlini asezaqalisa futhi kakhulu ngoba uzathethayisa ekuseni uzama ukuthi aphumule endlini sokuza ngani usebenze busuku usebenza labantu abangamadoda akusela kukhulumisana okuhle. So yiyo enye into engani sisayicubungula ukuthi lakho nxa futhi kakusebenze obaba bevodwa sokungani njengobulawayo sosikhetha ukuthi lo msebenzi ngwabo mama lo msebenzi ngwabo baba ikanti-ke kuyikho ekunye esizama ukuthi silisane lakho ukuthi kungabi lo msebenzi wabo mama kungabi lo msebenzi wabo baba kodwa kube nemisebenzi yokuthi umuntu uyanelisa ukuthi asebenze.
Ye, kuyezwakala sizaphendula kuwe njalo ukuthi usinike-ke lona lolo daba ngesisethulele ngesingisi okwakathi sisizwa ukuthi kulo mlaleli marvelous.
I want to consult with it. Nemtereri wedu wakutanga. Hello, caller. Aha, tukunzwa kuti caller vanenge vamboti donate parizvino asi tiendera mberi tichingochingamidza vari pa live feed yedu parizvino. Tirikuona kuti pana Boaz Jayaguru ari kuti I'm watching you live from Botswana. Ari kuti sure vanhu ngavatorerwe, hanzi ngavatorerwe mukana nevanhu from South Africa. Kuzobayiwa paborder rebite bridge. Alex Ndaba aripo pano ari kutaurawo mafungiro ake. Tombodzokera kwamuri muzvare madamombe. Tichidzokera tichitarisa zvakare kuti saka urongwa hwenyu mune ramangwana ndeupi pane matambudziko amuri kusangana nawaya akatarisana nemadzimai uyezve nevana vavo vari kutora zvinodhaka.
Masalas vana vanonyanya kubatwa nevachiona vachiona nhamo vana vasikana. Vana vasikana vari vatakatarisa vati kuona vanosangana nekubhinwa kwakanyanyisa kwamakambombo, kubhinwa kwavari kutaura kuti vari kubhinwa kwakanyanyisa. So tine vana vati kutarisa kuti tibvise mucommunity imomo vatange kupinda mudetox. Nekuti kuti chikure havakwanisi kungotorwa vongonzi chibvai endai uku kana kuti kupiwa mabasa, havakwanisi kunoshanda. So vanototanga vatomboenda mumadetox, ende madetox yacho inototora nguva yakareba kutangira kusvika kana 6 weeks, ende dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kuchaja mari isingaite kuti for 6 weeks dzedetox idzodzo. And achinge apedza detox iyoyo haakwanisi futi kuti adzokere mucommunity maanga ari, nekuti anongonodzokera futi achinoshandisa zvive zvinodhaka. Panotoda kuti apinde mune inonzi rehabilitation, yaanototanga kumbogara achidzidziswa achigara kure nezvinodhaka kwenguva yakareba. So ndo zvinhu zvatiri kuda kuti tione kuti tingaita sei
tibatsanevanokwanisa
kubatsira izvozvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda Sister Savannah vari kutaura nesu pamusoro pezviri kusangana nemadzimai nevana vachitiwo zvizhinji zviri kuda kuitwa pari zvino kuti vana vawanikwe vachibatsirikana. Asi ndinonzwa kuti tine muteereri. I think it's your caller.
Yes, it's our caller, Marvelous. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, umsaka.
Ye, mbane ngixoxa la.
Ukhuluma nomthobiso wakwaZondo.
Yebo, linjani? Lingaphi kwelizwe komhlaba njalo kodwa ekhaya ivela ngani?
Siyaphila ya ngilana South Africa, ekhaya ngibuya eKezi esigabeni seSt Joseph.
Okay. Ye, ungasinika ke umbono wakho.
Umbono wami uthi yes, ngendlela okuyenziwa ngakhona lapho sisi akusayenziwa umthetho owelizwe. So kuyenziwa nje izinto ngenxa yokuthi akekho umuntu ozokuphikisa.
Yeah, ungabe usitsho lokho kwabo Mahlule?
Yeah, sorry.
Ungabe ukhuluma ngoMahlule yini uJustice Lukumala?
Yebo, uJustice Malaba, ngendlela okwenziwa ngakhona. Ngicabanga ukuthi ikhona imfihlo mhlambe ongaba eyazi lo muntu, ngoba yingakho bengafuni ukumdedela ehambe. Ngoba umhlalaphansi vele sokuthi kube kumele ethathe umhlalaphansi ngithi.
Yebo, kumele kuvenja.
Kungodwa ngendlela abangafuni ukumyeka ngakhona, mani kukhona ulwazi analo ngenyezani lo muntu. And then kukhona abakusabela khona ukuthi if bededela uzomosheka into eziningi ezabo. Ngendlela engibona ngakhona.
Yeah, asihlawumbe asazi njalo. Kodwa uhulumende uthi angithi umthetho omnikele imvumo yokuthi ayenze njalo umongameli uvotelo edalele senate lele parliament ngamabandla ehlukeneyo. So kutsho ukuthi hayi ulelungele lokwenza njalo nxa yenesitsho.
Ukuvotela kwabo konke yinto nje enziwe yizani angithi. Izizathu akuyona into abehlanganise nabantu bonke lakhe amanye amaqela aphikisayo ngithi.
Ye, kodwa bakhona njalo
abayenzile, hayi ukuthi amaqela aphikisayo nayo involve kule kuleyo ndaba, hayi abekho lapho.
Hayi, uyezwakala, isibongile kakhulu umbono wakho.
Hayi, ngiyabonga umsakazi wami, nibuye ningithinte futhi.
Ye, hayi, siza kuthinta, kuyabongeka. Silomnye njalo umlaleli uVivian Nomalanga Bhebhe othi linjani bakithi, thina kunzima ngapha e-Israel. Ngabona abaningi liyakwazi-ke ukwenzakala khona le e-Israel eMiddle East kulezi phithiphithi. Uthi lo dlakela uthi ukhona ngale-ke uNomalanga Bhebhe isizalwane-ke seZimbabwe labanye babuzisisa lapho ukuthi kungabe kuhamba njani. Siyabonga Lucky Dube labanye abafuna ukuthi bengene kuhlelo umtebhala Gatsheni Makhunga umtebheda asazi mbelibizo loqotho silaye njalo kwanele uBoy Msipha yena uthubingelela esePretoria eseSouth Africa la ufuna ukungena kuhlelo uVivian Bebe ukuthi hayi abanye bathi kabuye ngapho azobaxhasa kathi manje ngashiyikhala khe njani sesibuya kuwe nje ngamafitshane singakayi kumazela Nkosakazi Mutanda. If you can briefly explain to us what you said is the major problem now which your committee is handling in Bulawayo concerning refuse collection and gender balance amidst this COVID.
I think our guest has dropped star, so we're still trying to get her back. So I'll go back again to Ms. Madamombe and just say we look at this month being Mental Health Month. So how do you think at the moment, you know, these drugs are actually affecting, you know, the young teenagers mentally?
So it's a nightmare because they do cause psychosis. So right now I've been going to the annex, mm-hmm. which is our institution of Paranyatwa that deals with mental health. The place is flooded. They really can't handle it. And they have to, sometimes they were telling us they have to discharge people earlier than what they would want because they have to accommodate other people. The mental health of our youngsters is really not where it should be because of these drugs. You can even tell, even if you just go and you see how they deal with each other in the community. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys was just telling me that he himself is one of the Windies, you know, the combi driver Windies. Mm-hmm. And he says they use them and they are doing their work because it gives them, they have energy to do everything. But then you can tell by the way these guys just deal with the public that it's something is not right. Mm-hmm. But most people just don't know, and you can't tell that they have taken these drugs.
Tombopinda pakuti ndiani ari kuwanikwa achinzi ari kupa vana ava izvi zvinodhaka izvi. Tinoona kuti hakuna mabasa, saka vanozvitenga nemari inobva kupi uyezve zvinopinda sei munyika nekuti handifunga kuti zvimwe zvacho zvinogadzirwa imomo.
Zvinhu zviri kupinda nepasouth African border unsurveyed bridge vakadzi chaivo vari kuzvipinda vanzi mafiriji zvinenge zvakaiswa mafiriji manyowani anything zvimwe zvinopinda nepamakaro paye pamvura vanopinda neipapo vachichiuya pane vamwe asi vakadzi vataona vari kufamba pasocial media vamwe vakabatwa paairport mumwe akabatwa kuairport yekuno mumwe akabatwa kuairport yekuor tambo vakaviga mumamaningiwa yemadrugs kuti vana ava vanozoita sei ndo nhamo manje yapinda mudzimba vanotengesa zvese zviri mumba vachatanga kutengesa kana bhuti dzavakapenda vanotanga kutengesa kana chipoto kana ndiro anything chiri mumba kuti vawane mari yekuita madrugs ndosaka uchizoona makraime aya akuwanda vachaita zvivindi zvekuyao vachipwanya vachipinda mudzimba dzevanhu vachiba vachabhutira vana mbuya vachaita sevanoita zvese zvavanokwanisa kuti vaone madrugs wayo.
Saka pane masangano amuri kushanda nawo here uyezve mune ramangwana rutsigiro rwamungada kunge muchiwana kune vakateerera kana vachaozoonawo chirongwa ichichapira ndirupi?
Inini sangano randiri kushanda naro rinodzibatira pamwe. Rutsigiro rwatinoda kuti tikwanise kuchiti pamwe tingawane like izvozvi tiri kutsvaga kana paine vane dzimba dzavanadzo dzavanorentesa kana dzavanodii vari kutinzwa ipapapa please tibateo tiri kutsvaga dzimba dzekuti pane vana vatiri kufanira kubvisa varitori padenja yekuti vanofanira kunge vabuda mucommunity otherwise handiziye kuti zvinomira sei saka rubatsiro rwakawanda tine vari kubatsira nezvekucancela vanenge vaine maskills avakaita secounseling psychology vesocial work vakadari vavo tibati tishandirane pamwe chete mucommunity community ndedu nekuti iwewo kana uchifunga kuti wakahapote madrugs nhasi chaienda ndiri kutaura neumwe mwana angashinditaurira kuti pashisha dziri kuputwa izvozvo dzamurikungona vana vemuharare vazara kumadheudheu kwavanenge vakagara vachiputa shisha dziya anzi dziri kuiswa futi maanhingi mainonzichimutoriro and the problem nemetsi ndeyekuti unogona kungoiputa pamwe chete watohooked saka vamwe vana vari kungopinda vaenda kumapati kwavanoenda ikoko kuvasingazizive kuti vapinda mu vari kungonawo zviri kuputwa vongopihwawo vanongoputa kutobatana nazvo vasingazive pari kubatana nei saka usafunge kuti mwana wako iwewo ari safe and even if kana mwana wako asiri kuputa chinonetsa ndechekuti ivava vari kuputa ivava vachauya vachikangamisa magariro amuri kuita mumacommunity yekuti taakutya kugara mudzimba kugara nenyaya yekuti tinongotya tichangoatakwa anytime saka tishandirane pamwe chete
aiwa pakanaka chaizvo mune pavangakubatai here munowanikwa papi
iri pafacebook page pangu papaavana madamambo unondiwana kana uchida nhamba dzedu dzamunamba ndinogona kupai nhamba dzangu dzinoitwa idzo 263-78-302-8632 ndo nhamba dzekuno kuzimbabwe dzamunogona kutibata 263-78-302-8632 tokuudzai tinogona kubatanidzai nemamwe masangano arikoo vari kuedza vari kuita zvavanoita asi kuti zviri kutoda kuti masangano ayawande kuti zvikwanise kuitika nekuti vanhu vacho vakawandisa
aiwa timbobatainyu makadaro thank you so much the Savannah Madamombe if I can go back to star as we await to bring back her guest whose line has dropped to just discuss what Savannah was talking about here about the situation especially in Harare. I'm not sure if the same situation is prevailing in Bulawayo where she is saying that she's met a lot of young teenagers who are actually hooked on drugs like she said I think it's meth but it's called mutoriro in Zimbabwe and it comes in many other forms vamwe vari kutora some are taking bronco many different things that are going on so I just wanted to find out if Star is with us but in the meantime let's go
yes,
back
okay ngikhona lapha njalo silomlaleli umnumzana Thandazani Moyo siyakwamukela kuhlelo ye ukhona ecingweni ye kuhle ukuthi suze wangena wena ke ucingo lethuluke la kukhutha mbijana ye ungasitshela ukuthi ungaphi kumhlaba njalo ekhaya kungani
okay ngiyabonga yalikhuluma noThandazani Moyo ngilapha kwele South Africa ngokuya enkayi kosikhobokhobo ekhaya
hawo ngumakhelwane wami lami ngibuya khona phana ke siwangombe khona lami kusikhobokhobo
ngamafishane ngithi ngikhomete lapho edakeni likababa uMalaba engibona sekhutshilele ukuthi engingathi sekhutshilele ikhikwa lokusebenza ngamabhilidi wonke ayenzakalayo ecourt bengicela ukuthi-ke ngithi ngamafishane ngesiyo ngikwenza ukuthi nabo akhulume ulimi besishona nabo ba-understand
ye ungakhuluma
okay, Amna, thank you so much. So, according to my own point of view, the issue of Chief Justice Malaba being extended to him being given another term to work, to continue working, it comes in
uthandazani ke umoyo ubefunile ngempela ukukhuluma manje ucingo lwakhe soluwile bethe ufuna ukukhuluma ngesingisi ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu ezwe mavela siwa saying he wants to put it in plain English so that everyone would hear.
Yes, I heard that.
We can't continue with him.
And he seemed very, prepared to give us his peace of mind because I could hear that he was very excited, but unfortunately we lost him. I would have really wanted to hear his view because he literally said, hey, I want everybody to hear me, so I'm going to translate back into English. So interesting view there.
It's just unfortunate we couldn't get some of our guests who were going to walk us through this dispute over the appointment of Justice Malala.
Yes, and notwithstanding, we'll carry on and look at the issues affecting women as everybody tries to navigate this COVID-19 pandemic. It's not only in Zimbabwe, but also here in the United States, where there seems to be good news, where they are saying those vaccinated might be now able to walk around without a mask if you've received both your doses. That's coming in from the CDC. So it will be interesting to see what happens as we move forward in people trying to combat this COVID-19 pandemic. Star, over to you.
Yeah, we're talking about Mangalisa and Jalo, Mabla Sukuti. Abanye bathi kathi nxa abantu bengagqokanga amamaski abasoze bethelela abanye yini, nanxa ingcwethi zisithi hayi nxa sokule head immunity akutheleleki lula. Ngakho-ke hayi sizabe sibhekile sibona ukuthi kuyawela ngaphi indukulo xa. Over to you.
I think we're winding down on our program, but let's get back to Miss Madamombe again. Miss Madamombe, just coming to you. What about this situation of observing the World Health Organization guidelines in Zimbabwe? How is it being followed? Are people adhering for COVID-19?
You're talking about like wearing masks?
Yes.
Yeah. So my observation is that in the villages, I spend a lot of time in the villages, people don't really use masks, and I understand. Because, you know, of the setting in my village, it's distancing already. So they do use them, especially if they're going to go into, but, you know, it's not as what we do when we are in the U.S. Most people just leave them hanging on their, what do you call it, around your neck. In the city, I will say this, when you, this religious protocol, mm-hmm. when you go into any public area where there's sanitizer at the door, there's someone taking temperature, there's use of masks inside all the supermarkets or any places where you are. But when it comes to people just walking on the street, you know, again, yeah, in Zimbabwe, it's been so hot. People do tend to bring their masks down when they're walking around. You know, it's a mixed bag.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what
to think
of a mixed bag.
Maybe Mombo Tarane Shona kutitakatarisa ne World Health Organization pakurwisa iro denda iri COVID-19 zvizva muri kuona muchitarisawo zvamaimboona iko kuno kuAmerica. Nekuti tiri kuona CDC iri kutaura iyo kuti kana munhu abayiwa nhomba dzake dzesembiri anokwanisa hake kufamba asina mask panze. Asi handizivi kuti zvati zvasvika here ikoko kuZimbabwe. Mshare madamu mbingo yedi ya jikanana nda kumboku kata ipa kwa nukuti aiwa atina yedu extra time sakati chakubata mbingo yenu tevira. We're hearing there from Savannah Madamu Mbi, one of our guests. Over to you, Star. Time is not on our side. We're just literally rounding off.
Sibonge bonke ke abasikhasileyo lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasilandelayo kukhasi lethu leFacebook. Siyaxolisa laba singasayenelisanga ukuthi sibatshayele ucingo thina sithe betshiye iinombolo zabo. Sibonga njalo lo kansila weNtumbane unkosikazi sinikiwe Mutanda yena ongumgcini sihlalo wekomiti ebona ngezempilakahle kumansipala ke khona ngale kobulawayo laye osinike imbono emqoka olivalelisayo sithandekile mhlaba.
Would like to thank the last guest we had there, Savannah Madamombe from Zimbabwe. She's based here in New York. But I'm Marvelous Mtanganya, who is saying have a very good evening.